Good morning. This is Agashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The Election Commission has directed chief secretaries and director general of police of all states and union territories to keep a strict vigil along interstate and international borders to block the inflow of illicit liquor, cash, drugs, arms and freebies. The Commission has also directed them to ensure peaceful and inducement-free general elections in 2024. The Election Commission yesterday held a meeting with all states and union territories in New Delhi to review and assess the law and order situation. In a statement, the Commission said the purpose of the combined review meeting was to bring all concerned stakeholders together for seamless coordination and cooperation amongst officials along with central agencies guarding the borders. The meeting was chaired by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar along with Election Commissioners Ganesh Kumar and Supir Singh Santu. Speaking at a meeting, Rajiv Kumar underscored the Commission's commitment to ensuring free, fair, peaceful and inducement-free elections. He also called upon all stakeholders to work together seamlessly to uphold the integrity of the electoral process and ensure a level playing field. Kumar directed states and UTs to ensure that every voter can exercise their right to vote without fear or intimidation. Union Health Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya yesterday chaired a meeting to review the preparedness for the management of heat-related illness in the summer season. Highlighting the lack of accurate data from the ground, Dr. Mandaviya noted the importance of creating a central database with inputs from states to share field-level data on heat waves, including on deaths and cases, so that a realistic assessment of the situation can be made. He also highlighted the importance of timely action as soon as IMT alerts are received in the states. He pointed out that timely, advanced and wide awareness amongst the people on the preventive measures will hugely support in reducing the severe impact of heat waves. The Union Health Minister also advised senior officials to meet with states for better coordination and understanding, highlighting the importance of collaborative efforts in the efficient management of heat-related illnesses. The casting of postal ballot by absentee voters under Kohima District will take place on 9th and 10th of April. The absentee voters include electors above the age of 80 years, electors who are marked as PWD, and electors infected with COVID-19. Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Kohima, Kumar Ramnikant, informed that those absentee voters who have opted for voting through postal ballot and are found eligible will be conducted on 9th and 10th of this month, while the door-to-door casting and collection of postal ballot would be carried out by polling teams along with micro-observer and videographer starting from 9th April from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. as first visit. However, if the polling teams are unable to locate any voter in the first visit, the polling team will visit for the second time on 10th April. The district election officer informed all concerned political parties and candidates to assign representatives on the assigned dates in the respective polling stations number to witness the process. Secretary, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Apurva Chandra, yesterday launched the MyCGHS app for the iOS ecosystem of devices in New Delhi. The app is designed to enhance access to electronic health records, information and resources for central government health schemes, CGHS beneficiaries. The app was already available for the Android system. Talking to reporters, Chandra said that MyCGHS app facilitates a wide range of services, including booking and cancellation of online appointments, accessing lab reports from CGHS labs, checking medicine history, checking medical reimbursement claims status, accessing referral details, locating nearby wellness centers and empaneled hospitals, among others. About the concerns expressed on the issue linking up APHA ID with CGHS cards, the Union Health Secretary also clarified that there is no question of discontinuation of the CGHS scheme. He said Ayushman Bharat Health Account, APHA, is the national digital identity for health, which is part of the Ayushman Bharat digital mission. Chandra said that more than 55 crore APHA cards have been created. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.